This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. John Block feels the anxiety in farm country and expresses his concerns in today's commentary. In Illinois, his home state, corn planting is going very slow. He's also worried about China, but hopeful for Japan and the USMCA on the trade front.
Everyone has their Iowa State Fair favorites. For kids, it's splashing in the fountains. For families, it's their annual trip down the giant slide. So what's your Iowa State Fair favorite?
I love being able to save some bucks on advance tickets, Thrill Park wristbands, and family fun packs before the fair even begins. Like this year, I saved over 30% on advanced admission tickets by visiting iowastatefair.org.
Visit iowastatefair.org. Participating Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, Price Chopper and Cash Saver stores, or the Iowa State Fair ticket office to save on your advance tickets. Enjoy all your fair favorites August 8th through the 18th in Des Moines. Nothing compares to the Iowa State Fair.
John Block's commentary is underwritten by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association.
I was on the farm last week, and we did get some corn planted, but then the rains came again. Last year at this time, we had all of our corn and soybeans planted. The later we are in getting the seed in the ground, the lower the yield. The last time the farming industry suffered weather challenges like this was 1992. Without an abrupt weather change, our yields will suffer a big decline this year. A short crop will mean higher prices, which is good. In fact, we've already seen corn and wheat prices shoot up, but now we have to grow it. The ag industry has some big clouds hanging over our head. We still have a costly trade war with China that seems to be getting worse instead of better. The Department of Agriculture is working on a $20 billion aid plan to support the ag industry, and that'll help. But farmers would prefer to get their money from the marketplace. There's some good news. President Trump is lifting the tariffs on steel and aluminum that he imposed on Canada and Mexico, and that could open the door for passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Mexico and Canada will be back to buying more of our products then. And tell the Congress to approve USMCA soon. Our trade negotiations with Japan seem to be making progress. We've been restricted in beef sales to Japan since 2003, and that's when we had a couple cases of mad cow disease, and they shut us out for 16 years. Well, they're buying our beef now. However, they still have some beef tariffs on our exports, which leave us at a disadvantage. Our market prices for beef, pork, and other meat products are forecast to be strong. As we look ahead, China's African swine fever has forced a 30% plunge in sow herd numbers. The world will be short on pork, and that will increase demand for our meats. The worry is not at the level it was in the early 1980s when I was Secretary of Agriculture, but it is growing. We have a very strong national economy today, but the ag industry desperately needs some good news.
Thank you, Mr. Block. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.